the Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio, the smarter way to make radio.
Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson. Coming up on this week's podcast from Radio Today, we'll meet James Dundon, longtime presenter at Cornwall's Pirate FM and Heart, who's starting 2020 with a new life at the BBC in Jersey. And in Radio Moments with David Lloyd later, memories of Listen with Mother on the BBC, Chris and Zoe starting on Radio 2 Breakfast, not together of course, plus Ed Doolan, Michael Aspel and Ray Moore as well.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Nick Hazard.
First, Radio Today's editor and founder Roy Martin is here. Happy New Year, Roy, if it's not too late to say that.
Well, yes it is. May I be the last to say Happy New Year to you as well.
Oh, thank you.
I think we can draw a line under that now, isn't it? Until next year.
Okay.
And I'm just fiddling with my buttons on my microphone still because it's not been used since last year. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Not to talk to you anyway. So I need to get my levels all right. Are we sounding all right?
I think
we're sounding good.
I think we sound all right. Yes. Thank you to Trevor for last week's Radio Today program, obviously with the Roundtable. Another excellent edition. Really enjoyed listening to that. And Trevor's guests, he'll be back with more in February. For the next one, it's been a fairly quiet start to 2020, Roy, in terms of radio news, but we could have some big stuff coming up this year, maybe.
Oh, really? Is that a astute prediction? Is it going to be as busy as last year?
You never know. Who knows what might happen? We'll have to wait and see. Something that we know will probably happen is the Bauer CMA stuff, I guess, at some point this quarter, we think.
Well, let's hope the next decision that they release is a final decision rather than just another thought for the day, shall we say. Looking forward to that. I'm not sure everybody's looking forward to that, but I'm sure most people want a closure on it. And we've already had some gossip as well from this year. Not that we do gossip, of course, Stuart.
No, we don't do gossip.
But we've had a couple of rumours already this year, haven't we? What have we had so far, Stuart, at Radio Today headquarters?
In the rumour mill. There was a story around back end of last year, wasn't there, about Talk Radio possibly going to rebrand to Times. And I know you were talking to News UK at the time about that. And they said, well, there's no plans at the moment. We're looking at the options, but there's no plans. But we're hearing it probably is going to happen. And it's going to become Times Radio in the next couple of months.
Interesting. And that's the thing with press officers, isn't it? They deny it. They deny it. And they deny it again. Until one day a little press release pops up in your inbox and says, oh, by the way, it's true. So I think it's anybody's guess.
Well, of course, any confirmed news we get, we'll put on radiotoday.co.uk and all the speculation will be here on the Radio Today programme. Got any other bits of gossip or any predictions, Roy?
Well, you know me, I don't do gossip. Interestingly, from the predictions that we put out over the holiday period, I mean, we have predictions like Bauer to close another centre. We had Smooth Musicals to launch. We had XS Manchester to become Capital Extra. I think we kind of know that's going to happen. It's just a case of when. And all the other, out of all the predictions I did, I only got pulled up on one of them. Do you know which one that was?
No.
It's the one from October where I put surprising radar results across the board. And I think that's what we call a filler in the trade. We needed an extra one. So we thought, oh, well, it's either going to be everybody down or everybody up. But let's hope something happens in October to make that prediction a reality. You never know. We'll find out in October.
Some very sad news this week with the news of the death of Stephen Clements, a big name in radio in Northern Ireland, many, many years on breakfast at Q Radio, more recently joining the BBC. He's been on BBC Radio Ulster since the autumn. Here's the news of his death being announced by Radio Ulster last week, and also some reaction from his colleague Stephen Nolan.
Staff at BBC Northern Ireland have just been told by the director of BBC Northern Ireland, Peter Jones, about Stephen Clements' death, age 47. Mr. Johnson released a statement in which he confirmed Stephen Clements' death and said that all our thoughts are with Mr. Clements' family, friends and colleagues at this difficult time. He would have been part of many people's days across Northern Ireland, a distinctive, hugely popular broadcaster. In part, I think that came from the fact that he had a career outside radio before he became a radio presenter. He had a degree in geography, for instance. He had worked in South Korea teaching English as a foreign language, and he actually only came to broadcasting in his late 30s. But he immediately became hugely successful after a short stint at City Beat presenting the weekend programme. He moved to Q Radio, where he became the host of their breakfast show for 7 years. And as we all know, working in radio, we all know how important breakfast programmes are. It was one of the most listened to programmes in Northern Ireland. So 7 years there, being part of people's lives. And then last year in June, he moved to BBC Northern Ireland. He took over that mid-morning slot in Radio Ulster at the end of September to present the Stephen Clements Show. And he described that as his dream job. So a long career in radio and obviously a very important job here in BBC Northern Ireland as well. He'll be sadly missed by all of us, and he leaves behind a wife and two children.
In commercial radio, I've been there and I've done it. You don't have the resources around you that you do have in the likes of the BBC or maybe the big commercial stations across the water. And so when you are being as creative and a standout as a must-listen like Stephen is, then how you do that is you create it yourself, and that's what he did. So for him to be able to have all of that creativity in the likes of City Beat and Q, and I mean this as a sign of respect to those stations, nothing but respect, it meant that Stephen, that was coming from Stephen, and he would have been driving that. And for someone to achieve what he did, he created a must-listen-to radio show, blowing everything else out of the water on commercial radio. Like, you couldn't miss it. It was talked about everywhere. We were so, so lucky to have the very short time on Radio Ulster with Stephen that we did, because he was genuine A-list talent in Northern Ireland. He really was.
That's Stephen Nolan paying tribute to Stephen Clements, who will be much missed. Also, this year so far, we've said goodbye to another couple of radio people, Larry Gogan from RTE and Alan Gwynne-Jones, Baron Chalfont, the first chairman of the Radio Authority and ex-IBA as well. And hopefully we won't get too much sad news as we move through 2020. Something that is going to happen, though, is the closing down of more medium wave transmitters just announced this week, Roy.
That's right. Yeah, the BBC started doing this a couple of years ago, and we have news in of, it says 18 transmitters on the blog on the BBC website, but I can't get to 18 personally, so I don't know if that's a misprint or not, but there are six or seven stations. So BBC Three Counties Radio, they're losing two AM transmitters. They're only two AM transmitters. BBC Radio Merseyside, Radio Newcastle, Radio Solent, and also the Dorset service AM as well. BBC Radio Cornwall and BBC Radio York, all in the next few months, will have their AM transmitters ripped out. And Radio Scotland, Radio Wales, Radio Cumbria and Radio Norfolk will lose a transmitter or two as well to reduce their service. And it's all to cut costs and move forward with digital, of course.
Yeah, and we've said this before on the Radio Today programme, but the only time I perhaps listen to any medium wave BBC local radio at the moment is when they split all the sport. So Radio Lancashire will put, you know, different commentaries on AM on the different FM frequencies that serve the county and on their DAB service and on Freeview. So if some of these stations are going to lose medium wave transmitters, they're going to have to find somewhere else to put those commentaries. So presumably online, but then there are rights issues with sports commentary online, as they were talking about on the podcast last week, or maybe pop-up DAB stations. So, you know, on a Saturday afternoon, there might be three different DAB services from a BBC local radio station, all with a different football match on. That could work.
Yeah, and Radio Lancashire, you mentioned they closed one of their AM transmitters, of course, in 2018, their 1557 frequency for the north of the county, so they lost some football splittage there. Will they lose 855 next? And then they'll have to, like you say, go on to DAB and then lower the bandwidth and split up the DAB carriage. So, yeah, interesting. We'll find out in due course, no doubt.
And to stay with BBC local radio, for 2020, they've got a new sound going to be rolling out, some new imaging. If you've not heard this yet, here's the first taste of it that has gone on air on BBC Radio Leicester.
Introducing the new sound of BBC local radio.
The sound of Leicester.
And all the music.
Sounds app on your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio Leicester
and on your radio.
The sound of Leicester is
BBC Radio Leicester.
I like it. It's very commercial radio. Roy, you're Radio Today's imaging correspondent. What do you think? Tell us what's happening.
Oh, imaging correspondent. I'll take it. Yeah, it's exciting stuff. It's produced by Real World. They're going to roll out the same style package, as you say, to all the stations, all 39 of them. It is a typical kind of signature Real World sound, mixing the sung bits and the voiceovers together in the same sentence. They do that quite a bit for the commercial stations. And we've heard how it sounds in Leicester, but on other stations, I suspect it may sound a little bit more... Well, it'll just sound different depending on the station. I think not, you know, Radio Cumbria wouldn't sound right having the exact same sound as Leicester. And people on the forums on Jingle Mad, they're saying there's about 200 cuts altogether, either already produced or about to be produced throughout the year, because it's a big job. So each station can literally pick and choose their own kind of styles and tempos from the package. Some might not even choose the sung stuff to go over the beds, and some might just do the voiceovers over the music. So looking forward to hearing how the same package sounds across 39 different radio stations. Mm. Totally different from commercial radio, of course, where you get This Is Heart on 600 stations, and then Scotland's Heart in Scotland, just because. Totally different beast. So, yeah, it's an interesting time. And I believe there's an announcement coming up as well for BBC Local Radio to say how the future of the station sounds. And I think those jingles give us a good clue, don't you?
Yeah, it's an exciting, fresh sound. I like it. Sounds really, really good. It's just about having all the music to match and the presentation style, because I think, you know, there are some programs on BBC Local Radio that serve the BBC local audience fantastically well, but I'm thinking of a couple that spring to mind that the imaging like that would sound a bit out of place with the presentation style and the type of music that they're playing. So, as you say, there's probably hundreds of cuts, though, so there'll be things that will work for some of those specialist shows and things.
Very diplomatic, Stuart, as always.
Don't want to upset anybody. Let's talk about a few other stories that we've had so far this year. There's a new content director coming to KISS. This is Rebecca Frank, was editor and head of production at Radio 1. She's starting at Bauer on the 9th of March, replacing Andy Roberts, who left last year. Smooth London and Smooth Extra nationally on DAB has started the year with a new breakfast show. Jenny Falconer took over from Gary King. He's gone to Early Breakfast. Jenny used to be on Heart doing their early show. Some new daytime presenters at BBC Radio Jersey. We're going to hear from James Dundon later in this podcast, very soon, in fact. He's doing mid-mornings. Also, Eliza Philippidis, who's taking over the afternoon drive show. And I think, was it the first station launch of 2020, Roy, or maybe the last of 2019 from the News UK Tower?
You're talking about Virgin Radio Groove?
Yeah. Was that just at the end of the year, or was it this year? It was about New Year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's soft. It soft launched on December the 30th, I think, if that's around about there. So, yeah, I think it just sneaked in 2019, but it was still a soft launch, so good luck to them. And obviously, as we speculated earlier, it's going to be quite a busy year at News UK if the rumours are anything to go by.
And he's bonkers. You went to see Ivan Brackenbury last week. He's gone on tour.
He did, although he didn't use that jingle.
Oh,
he's famous,
really?
For using the old Alpha sound, Sonovox. Yeah, he didn't use it on the night, which is a shame. I was looking forward to that. He had quite a few more inappropriate songs, though, from the last kind of five times I've seen him do his stuff. And his sidekick as well, the psychic comedian Tom Binns. I don't know if you've heard of him. But he was also quite funny as well. So I'd recommend, if you fancy a night out with your radio colleagues, I'd recommend going to see him. He's doing loads of different venues over the next couple of months all over the UK. And I suggest you go and see him, Stuart. You've got a free night or two in the next few months?
I think he's near me this week, actually. I think it's later this week, but I can't go because I'm coming to see you instead.
Oh,
I know.
That old excuse.
I know.
Yeah, we're going to be we're going to be in person together next week instead of down the line. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, talking of events and stuff as well, obviously the ARIA nominations, or the ARIAs, as I call them, here in the North. The nominations are out this week on Wednesday night. As you're listening to this, perhaps you've already missed the boat because that's already just happened. But the full list from those nominations will, of course, be on radiotoday.co.uk, and the awards themselves happening on the 4th of March at the London Palladium. That'll come round quick.
Yeah, I already heard the nominations tomorrow, so you need to get yourself a time machine, Stuart.
Okay.
Jump in my DeLorean, why don't you? Yeah, you're so behind.
And the other big event this quarter is Radio Days Europe, happening at the end of March in Lisbon. We'll be there. Lots more speakers being announced all the time. On the list at the moment from the UK that you might have heard of, John Holmes, the legendary John Holmes, also Nick Goodman and Charles, Adam Bowie, Gene Bean back, who was on this podcast last week, Chris Stevens, many more people from around the UK and across Europe as well. James Purnell, the big boss of radio at the BBC, is going to be there. Looks like a fabulous event. I've never been to Radio Days Europe. I know, Roy, you've been to lots of them over the last few years, so I'm looking forward to being there.
I can't believe you've never been, but it's because mainly you've never had a passport. Or you have had a passport, but not in recent years. So I'm glad you've renewed that, and you're going to join me on the flight to Portugal in March. Yay. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And talking of John Holmes as well, who's going to be at Radio Days, I know they mentioned it as well on last week's podcast, and it's actually been on the air now on Radio 4. Do look it up on BBC Sounds, a new show called The Skewer. It's a weekly thing. It's kind of an audio montage with lots of bits of news clips and music and kind of silly stuff. Quite disturbing and dreamlike at times. It's very good. It's called The Skewer from Radio 4. Have a look on BBC Sounds and have a listen to the work that John Holmes and some excellent colleagues of his have been doing, making that. It's really good.
I had a listen to that not knowing exactly what to expect, and I was thinking, this is a great introduction. This is a great introduction. And then it just carried on and on and on in the same style. I thought, this is not an introduction. I thought, you know, John's going to come in. But yeah, it was fantastic and great to listen to in a nice loud pair of headphones as well. Yeah, very good.
Definitely. Right. Well, James Dundon is coming up, new presenter at BBC Radio Jersey, after many years on the air in Cornwall. We also got David Lloyd's Radio Moments on the way as well. And I will see you next week, Roy.
See you next Tuesday.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionic Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
Radio Today. This is the Radio Today programme, and after all that uncertainty in 2019, 2020 for a lot of people is about new beginnings, and for our guest this week it means a completely new country, almost. It probably feels like it. And a new show. James Dundon is here, longtime presenter in Cornwall with Pyra and Hart. This week, starting a new job on mid-mornings at BBC Radio Jersey. Welcome to the podcast, James.
Oh, thank you, Stuart. Here we are, Studio 2, Parade Road, in Broadcasting House in Jersey, which I never thought I'd say, but this is where we are now. Wow. So, yeah, new job, new year, new everything.
And you just arrived last week in the Channel Islands. It's obviously going to be quite different to Cornwall. How are you finding island life so far?
Actually, it really reminds me of Cornwall. I keep having to pinch myself in that I'm not here, not in Cornwall, because it's just got the dramatic coastline and the crashing waves, rocks. It's sort of rough and ready, but yet there's these beautiful little spots for eating and nightlife and shopping, and there's a lot of touristy bits which are very quiet this time of year, like it is in Cornwall, but I know it's going to be alive in 3 or 4 months' time. So yeah, it actually reminds me of home quite a lot, but everything is different, Stuart, and this is the problem. When I start doing the show, my first show's tomorrow morning, you know, it's different politics, different health system. Everything is totally different, and there's a lot to learn quickly.
Yeah, and people who know you in the industry will know you for, what, 10 years at Pyra, 3.5 at Hart in Cornwall. I know you've been doing some stuff at the BBC as well since you left Hart last summer, but BBC Local Radio kind of permanent show for you. This is a big change, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. And it's a big style change as well, because, well, I was going to say Heart was a tight format. It was on a Sunday afternoon when I did it. But during the week, Cornwall Drive, there was this 30% speech that we had to do, which was rolling over from the Atlantic FM license. So they gave me a nightly news show, which was 10 minutes long at the end of the programme. But apart from that, you had to just unpack everything a little bit more. And it was quite difficult to do that with some of the constraints of what you were expected to do with Heart, just make it sound still a bit contemporary and just keep the pace going. But still, you were rolling into the breaks with 90-second links, which you wouldn't really get on other Heart sites. So, but here it's even more, because it's a 40% speech that I've got to hit mid-morning. And in particular, the show's a bit strange. It's in three parts because it's a four-hour-long show. Last time I did hours like that was at Pirate. It was like, I've never done a four-hour show since Pirate. But literally the first hour, a little bit more music after an all-speech breakfast. And then I've got two guests an hour in the 10 and 11 hours. And then the 12 hour is like what we're going to turn into a lunchtime phone-in. So it's sort of been more of a topics hour and getting guests and interviews booked, which we're still going to do, but we're going to try and get callers on as well. So even more speech, we're hoping 12 till 1, right at the end of the show when I'm knackered. So wish me luck, everyone. Yeah, but no, you'll be sort of psyched up by then. I'd rather do it that way around than, you know, do an hour of speech in the 9 o'clock hour. And then for the rest of the show, you're just on a almighty come down.
And what attracted you to Jersey to take the job there? Did you know anything about Jersey other than Bergerac, which is about the limit of my knowledge?
I did lots of research, and I was surprised. The more research I did, I thought, God, this is really different over here. Everything is different. But I think I just sort of, I was looking at photos, and I did take the job blind. I did the interview over Skype, and then I literally stepped off the plane on Thursday, met Alex and my producer Connor, who picked me up from the airport, and everyone has just been so lovely over here. And what I can't get over is, because it's like a different politics system, it's like a minute ago, so this is earlier, because I was hanging around in the studio for the interview tonight with you, so we went around the corner, and me and Connor, my producer, had a pint at this pub, and Connor said, oh, you want to meet this guy? And he introduced me, and it was a guy who spoke Jericho, which is the local native language. And he said, oh, yes, I'm standing in the election that's happening in St. Helier next month. And it's like, blimey, you're bumping into election candidates while you're having a pint. So we've booked him for two interviews later on in the year. There you go, show prep in the pub. So that it literally is all on your doorstep, because it is a small island, you know, and it's a real community. Everyone knows everyone. My producer, Connor, who's actually been covering the show the last couple of weeks, he's just so switched on. And he knows everyone. It's quite embarrassing to walk down the street with him, because we go, all right, Connor. And literally, you're booking guests as you go.
And the big thing, obviously, about the radio stations in the Channel Islands is that they get a lot of listeners. They're very popular.
Yeah, I think the way of looking at this is we are, in effect, like a national radio station for Jersey. And I know that sounds a bit odd, but local residents here, because the politics is different, there's, you know, no NHS, Brexit is coming from a different standpoint, because obviously they're going to remain in the EU. There's all sorts of differences. So you can't, as a local to Jersey, really listen to LBC or Radio 4 or 5 Live and get the information you need. So that's why market share for Channel 103 and Radio Jersey is so healthy. And that's why it's so important to get this local knowledge right. And I have no doubt with Connor behind me, and I'm putting in a lot of graft to make sure that I'm not going to make a fool of myself and let the side down. But it is a risk. And, that is the only thing, because it is going to take totally out of my comfort zone, because I know Cornwall inside out like the back of my hand. And I've come here on Thursday and I'm on air tomorrow for the first time. And just take it step by step and see how we go.
Wow. I mean, obviously, back end of 2018, we had the Ofcom localness changes. I think a lot of people in commercial radio saw what was going to happen from that moment. How was last year for you in terms of expecting that change to come and then it being announced and then experiencing going through what people at Heart went through last year?
Yeah, a bit of a roller coaster. We kind of knew it was coming before Christmas. So over a year ago, we were sort of just knowing that it was going to be a year of change. It wasn't just rumour based. You could just tell that the station was in a bit of a holding position and there wasn't really a lot going on, and we were just sort of just in our own little bubble carrying on, because you've got to. I don't regret a thing. Going from Pirate to Heart was wonderful, a great opportunity when they came to me and said, oh, we'd like you. And I did, you know, it was a big move, because I'm so loyal to Pirate. I even am now. You know, I listen to Pirate now and I feel like I'm still on it. It's a weird thing. Sometimes you never let go of feeling a part of that station. I spent New Year's Eve, I went into the new decade spending New Year's Eve with a couple of people that still work at Pirate who are dear friends of mine. So, you know, I made some friends for life in that building, and obviously it was my springboard into the industry after doing hospital radio, and then I did a bit of experience on the Radio Cornwall Sports Show for a couple of years, and then I contacted Bob McCready at Pirate, and someone was going on maternity leave, and I actually started in the building loading commercials, which was a nightmare job, because even like 15 years ago, you'd get production companies ringing you up and saying, oh, we need to play a commercial we've just made down the ISDN line. Well, these days, of course, it would all be on email, but 15 years ago, they wouldn't trust emails for that sort of thing. They'd go, oh, no, we don't. We need to still play it down ISDN. So it involved a lot of work in those days. And then I eventually blagged myself on air, did some voice-tracked evening shows, then did my first live show on a Saturday morning at 5 a.m. And then you sort of feel your way through. And then going to Heart was incredible, because you really felt part of the global family and part of this big brand, and just talking over the ramps and firing off the sweepers between this awesome set of songs, you just felt really good. So I loved it as an experience.
And obviously, you know, you've spent your entire career so far in Cornwall on the radio. Going back a few years, we had Atlantic and Pirate. Who knows what this year might bring when Bauer's purchases go ahead, but obviously Pirate's going to become part of Bauer, so it's Global versus Bauer. There could be quite a lot of difference between radio in 2020 in Cornwall and what it was 5 or 6 years ago, especially when you've got a county that has that distinct kind of local identity. It's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting scenario, particularly for Cornwall, and it's just to keep all eyes on Pirate and what happens there, because it's been an incredibly successful station. And if you say to anyone in Cornwall, if you did a vox on the street and said to people, well, what station, you know, radio station in Cornwall, name one, not what do you listen to, but name a radio station, they'll say Pirate instantly. And that was the problem I think I had at Heart, trying to convert audience. We did a bit, but it was a tough gig. And what we saw as well during my 3 and a bit years on Heart is also we saw that everyone was getting a smaller share of the pie. The drive time audience for all day parts was going down, Pirate included, because there's just so many more stations. And now D1 and D2 are in Cornwall. You can pick up 50 stations. Well, I used to drive on the school run listening to either Pirate or Radio Cornwall. That was it. And now you've got all these massive brands which are doing incredibly distinguished music and style. And it's an exciting time to be a radio listener, but a tough time for anyone in the industry, particularly if you're working in local radio, because there's just so much more competition, and you will, I suppose, in a way, get less people. And of course, DAB launches in Jersey, I think, in a just round the corner in a couple, 2 or 3 months. So that's going to shake it up here. What will happen to audiences here? I expect, you know, music stations. Well, you know, it's rolling music, so they'll probably tune in for a different mix. So yeah, a challenging time, I think, for wherever you are. You're not safe from it.
And we couldn't get you on without asking about your massive organ. Because I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. Now, that hasn't come to Jersey with me yet. I've left it behind. I've booked it in for some work at an organ builder's. It was a bit of an opportunity where, obviously, I couldn't travel it because I'm over here. But word has already leaked out in Jersey about this organ that I've got. And they're all saying, oh, bring it over. You could take it to this event or do this with it.
So this is a massive organ, like on the back of a truck that goes to fairs.
Yeah, we should explain. Yes, so it's on a trailer, and it's like an old fairground organ that plays happy music. And I even do, little, sorry for being a cheeky plug, but I even do an internet radio station that plays that type of music, which is broadcast from my spare bedroom, which is still in Cornwall, actually. I haven't moved it over yet. That's going to be a big job. But the computer's there, and I dial in the evenings and do some voice tracking and schedule the music for the next day. And that's called Mechanical Music Radio.
Wow.
And it's got an app, and it's on Alexa. And yeah, and it's not just organs. It's musical boxes. It's self-playing pianos. So it's anything that, and I, you know, I've got no track share with any other radio station in the world. So maybe I'll end up with the highest audience share at the end of this lot. I don't know.
I don't think there's much else playing organ music other than Radio 2's Organist Entertains, if that's still going. So, yeah.
No, that has gone off FM now. I don't think I even do it as a podcast anymore. So, and it is a real niche. People keep discovering me. And I'd say that to anyone listening, if you know, setting up an internet radio station isn't too bad. There's you don't have to have a running computer with a playout system. You can, you know, there's websites where you can just upload music to a cloud and it sort of schedules jingles and things from folders. Incredibly clever. And you can just do that as a little hobby. And just from a pure geek point of view, to sit there in the evenings and schedule music for the next day and go through the logs and then do a little clock change the schedule around, change the music mix a little bit, you know, flip format. It's great fun to have something and not have to answer to any management doing it.
I'm going to look that up. So it's Mechanical Music Radio. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, mechanicalmusicradio.com. And there's a free app and it's on Alexa as well. So it's very, very different, but you'll hear my sort of commercial radio moorings coming through in that there's sweepers between every song. There's
and you play jingles on the organ as well.
On the organ, yeah, actually composed, punched out into cardboard and then recorded on different instruments. And I've done them as ramps. You'll hear them ramp underneath me as I do links. So it's all very geeky. I've spent far too much time on it, Stuart, but we all need a hobby.
Right. Well, I think I might go and listen to that. Forget your new Radio Jersey show. I'm going to listen to the Mechanical. I'm only kidding. We'll be tuned in for your first week on BBC Radio Jersey. Good luck with it, James. Good luck with the new show and your new life in Jersey. It's exciting.
Thank you, Stuart. Pleasure to catch up.
That's James Dundon talking to me here on the Radio Today programme. Thank you very much for coming on, James. Really appreciate it. Still to come, we've got David Lloyd's Radio Moments with more classic memories from the archive. Some brilliant audio clips as well for you to hear. Before that, a reminder about Clean Feed. Maybe start the new year with some new technology in your life. If you're doing OBs or getting guests on from weird and wonderful places onto your radio station or onto your podcast, Clean Feed is a great way of getting them on in something better than a phone line or Skype or FaceTime. It's been invented for radio people and podcasters, and it's really simple to use and connect in live, decent quality, just using your browser. Clean Feed won't cost you anything to get started. There is a completely free version. It'll just take you a moment or two to get signed up and get into using it for the first time on your show or your podcast. Find out more about it at cleanfeed.net.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Those famous words started off Listen with Mother on BBC Radio. That programme began this week 70 years ago. A daily oasis of stories and songs and nursery rhymes which attracted over 1 million listeners in its heyday.
Once upon a time, there was a little monkey. He was brown and he was hairy.
It arrived this week in 1950 on the BBC Light programme, sandwiched between a performance from the BBC Scottish Orchestra and Woman's Hour as well, featuring that day Mrs. Webb telling us about good cooking ways with parsnips.
This is the BBC Home Service for mothers and children at home.
Daphne Oxenford hosted the programme from fairly early on until 1971.
I thought of a little boy who is now a well-respected solicitor. And he was a little devil. And I thought, if I can get through to him, I can get through to anybody.
In those days, children were fairly puzzled by the radio itself. And Daphne used to say they thought she was actually inside the set. The programming ended in 1982, not without a fight. The press reported how 8 toddlers sat in the rain on the steps of Downing Street to hand in a petition to persuade the Iron Lady to add her weight.
Ben Drew, how old are you?
4 and a half.
Do you listen with Mother?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
The story and the songs, I think.
And will you be sad if it's taken off the radio?
Yes.
What do you hope is going to happen now, then?
I don't know.
Farewell, Listen With Mother. It began 70 years ago this week. The Touch FM stations in the Midlands, amongst others, recently became Capital.
And that is it for me. It's been an absolute privilege. I've been with the station for many years, off and on, from back in the day of Kix 96 through to mid-mornings and evenings, and it's just been absolutely wonderful. We've met some of the most incredible people in Coventry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things, and the progress that we've seen over the years has just been incredible, especially with the Coventry City of Culture 2021 coming. So thank you very much for listening. It really has been an honour and a privilege to be in your life.
And it's 14 years this week since The Bear and Kix 96 had become Touch.
This is Coventry, our city of invention.
Not too many presenters have hosted breakfast shows on four national stations. This chap has, and it was Radio 2's turn this week, 10 years ago.
I think it's like a footballer who gets through to a grand final. You know, you're so nervous up to the build-up, but once the whistle goes, you know, you do what you do. So I just can't wait to get on, to be honest.
Let me begin with a poem. Today will come and today will go, and one day it will be our last show. So let's enjoy every second between now and then. Our only goal at the moment, to outlast Ken.
Chris Evans beginning his 9 years on Radio 2 Breakfast. He was succeeded by this presenter a year ago.
Oh, and relax after all the build-up and all the chat and all the preamble. The big day is finally here. We are so super excited. I'm ready. The Prod Squad team, they're ready. Karen Kay tweeted she's got new batteries fitted in the bathroom radio. So she's ready. So, first record, what's it going to be?
Zoe Ball, arriving at Radio 2 this week last year. The number of local presenters who've truly owned their markets and are remembered years later is fairly small. One of the greats died this week, 2 years ago.
Do you trust me, boy?
No, I don't trust anyone.
Well, will you trust me?
You like the filth, you.
Well, yeah, but we're talking, Stephen, and I'm trying not... I'm doing my best to try and help you. Now, will you believe that? I don't want to see you hurt, mate. I don't want to see you knocked around. I don't want to see you hurt. Steve, will you go to a police station? Or is there any way we can get you safely to a police station? Can Alan drive you? Do you want me to drive you?
No, I'll be back tomorrow. Tonight.
You're going to go back to the prison?
Yeah.
Not to a police station?
No.
Where's the prison at, Steve?
Stafford.
What, you get Alan to drive you, will you, or what?
No, I'll get somebody else now, because they're watching Alan. And they'd want nothing more than to get me when I was going there, for their own satisfaction.
Do you want me to drive you?
I could get my own transport there.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because no one will touch you if I'm there, boy.
I've got to go. Well, if you want to take me, how do I sort that one out?
You phone me after the show.
Ed Doolan, famed for his work on BRMB and BBC WM. It's strange to think that a Capital presenter can be 87 years old, but Michael Aspel is this week, and for 10 years he was effectively Will Manning on mid-mornings.
That's the Electric Light Orchestra, evil woman, in fact, as Billy Joel says. She's always a woman. This is people's choice. It stops things getting complicated. She can kill with a smile. That's Billy Joel, and She's Always a Woman. It's exactly 20 minutes past nine. After the 10 o'clock news, I'll be inviting you to give me a ring, and I'll play a record for anyone you want. I've got lots of cards as well. Tanya has written about her boyfriend Victor, who works for somebody called Leslie Davis on Oxford Street, and Tanya goes to the London College of Fashion in the same street. So they've got together, and will for some time, because Tanya says, tell Leslie I love him now and will forever. That sounds pretty final, doesn't it?
You can turn on the friend, you can turn on the show, you can turn on the world with Capital.
Happy 87th birthday to Michael Aspel, also heard on Family Favourites on Radio 2 and on LBC as well. So, with the closure of Digital Station One Word 12 years ago...
It's time to have the first reading from The Rule of Claw and let our listeners in on what we've been talking about.
The death of Ray Moore 31 years ago.
For quite what devious reasons, I haven't the foggiest idea, and probably it's just as well I don't know.
The near death of David Cameron 4 years ago on Heart News.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Fiona Winchester. David Cameron has died. David Bowie has died after a secret...
And the first commercial radio transmitters switched on in London 47 years ago.
These tests are in preparation for the opening of independent local radio in London this autumn. 539 metres medium wave and 95.8 VHF will carry the general service of Capital Radio. And 417 metres medium wave and 97.3 VHF will carry the news services of the London Broadcasting Company.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Mikasa.